Cameron County approves ARPA funding to help Laguna Heights families affected by May 2023 tornado. Texas border business. On November 21, 2023, the Cameron County Commissioner's Court convened in regular session and approved an application for American Rescue Plan Act, ARPA. Funding in the amount of $171,120 to pay for construction materials needed to rebuild six houses demolished during the Category EF1 tornado that touched down in Laguna Heights in the early morning hours on May 13, 2023. The funding approved by the Cameron County Commissioner's Court is part of a collaborative effort between the Salvation Army, the Mennonites Volunteer Construction Teams and Point Isabel School District to provide permanent housing for 20 families of Laguna Heights who lost their house or trailer home as a result of the May 2023 tornado. The Salvation Army will acquire 14 trailer homes which they will give to families who lost their trailer home to the May tornado. The Mennonites Volunteer Construction Teams will provide the labor force to reconstruct six houses with construction materials funded by Cameron County. Point Isabel School District will provide $4,000 to each of the six families who lost their house due to the direct impact of the May tornado. When asked about the approval of ARPA funds, County Judge Eddie Trevino, Jr., stated, "Each family affected by the May tornado has been in my heart and on my mind for the last 6 months. I'm proud that Cameron County is stepping up financially to provide the funding for materials to rebuild the houses demolished by the tornado. We need to give credit to the Salvation Army, Mennonites and Point Isabel School District for getting behind this team effort. Working together we can get much accomplished." Commissioner Precinct 3 David A. Garza stated, "I applaud my fellow commissioners and the county judge for getting behind this endeavor to provide much-needed funding to restore the hopes of these families and put them back into permanent housing. Cameron County has provided many of the Laguna Heights families temporary housing since May, but we're glad to know these families will be given good news of permanent homes just before the holiday season. A big thank you is owed to the Salvation Army, Mennonites and Point Isabel School District for their contributions and seeing the need to help our community."